Hello, Simon. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Good to speak to you again, mate. Now, can you just tell us a little bit about how you thought, in your opinion, the first semi-final went?
Brilliant. ITV, BBC One could not have done a better production.
Excellent.
It was an absolute superb night with great talent, great support from the celebrities on the judging panel, and great support from all the spectators who were there supporting, clearly their own family, you know, who are on stage.
That's it.
Great night.
You've had massive. I mean, you have had an unbelievable amount of coverage over the last few months. And lots of front pages. I noticed the Journal on Friday had Georgia, who's sitting with us right now in the studio, and had her face on the front cover. And it's it's good to see something that you know, something like Music Means Life has actually hit the sort of
Georgia
the nerves.
You're right, Simon. Georgia doesn't know yet, but clearly I'm her agent.
Yes.
She's getting on front pages. I want a percentage. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing support we've had. You know, the Journal have been exceptional. Metro Radio, ITV, really, really great support from the media partners. And that's what it's all about, because the cause is a cause. You know, we need to raise as much money and profile of the sad case of the teenagers who are desperate.
That is the main sort of the main reason beyond Music Means Life. I mean, it's obviously getting the music out there, but it's also raising money for these charities, which it's a unique way of doing it. I see it as well. And I think
I've always said, Simon, you know, music makes everybody smile. You know, everybody will smile if they hear a piece of music. And if you can, in some way, use that as a platform to raise cash or raise a profile or something, and music is a great platform. And we've done that. It's the first year of Music Means Life. We've had unprecedented coverage, media-wise, more than any other campaign I can think of in recent history. So that's a testament not only to campaign and what the campaign's all about, but also the PR we've had. I mean, Claire Barber has done a fantastic job, and we wouldn't have got what we would have got without her expertise and her knowledge. I'm sure she's going to start to charge me shortly, you know.
So what sort of coverage have you got using Claire?
Using Claire, we've had in excess of 5 TV news spots, we've had 10 radio spots, we've had about 75 now independent news items. All the glossies in the North East have covered the event, and, you know, then you've got the celebrities behind it. Tom May, Liam McGough, Zoe Burkett. I mean, even Tim Healy's turning out on the final to do a spot on stage, which is, you know, unprecedented. He doesn't do that.
He doesn't. And so, I mean, what are you still looking for corporate sponsors?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a campaign, like anything else. We've always looking for people to take tables on the night. The 24th is the final night. It's going to be planned to be a spectacular evening. People get dressed up, you know, make a bit of an evening of it. You know, there's going to be great food, great entertainment, good cabaret, and again, great prizes. We got some great raffle prizes and some great auction prizes. I mean, one particular prize is for pre-season training at Newcastle United. 2 people to attend and spend all day with the players, training with them, eating with them, talking to them, you know, chilling out with
them.
I mean, do not get that from anywhere. That's
it's not something that you could do every day, really, is it? It's one of those. A really sounds like a really, really good day out, and people should actually buy the tickets. Where can people buy the tickets, Gary?
Well, you could go online to musicmeanslife.com. There is information from there to go. But obviously, I'd ring directly Rainton Meadows Arena, which is at Houghton the Spring, and ring directly there, book online, and your tickets can be collected on the night. So there's still tickets available. You know, the place holds up to 3,000 people. So, you know, we've got plenty of opportunity for people to come and enjoy themselves. You know, we've got a couple of surprises for the night. I mean, this Thursday alone, we've got Journey South singing, which is a great coup, along with Zoe Burkett. You know, this is the semi-final, and they've got these people turning out to support her on the semi-final.
I also believe Jamie Squire will be hanging around and doing
Jamie,
some things.
Jamie performed on the first one, the 10th, and Jamie's doing exceptionally well. He's on tour again this year with Journey South, and he's just finished doing a stint with Westlife, which was supporting them at St. James, which was fantastic. But he's going to be there helping on the production. I mean, he's multi-skilled as our Jamie. He'll be on the stage doing stage management. So, you know, we've got some real keen people who are helping the cause.
You enjoy helping charitable causes. Do you have anything else planned beyond Music Means Life? I think Tom's touched on this before.
Yeah, Tom's doing a celebrity cycle challenge from Newcastle right down to Twickenham. He's taking in all the Premiership rugby clubs around the country in about 7 days. This is a huge challenge for Tom because he doesn't ride cycles.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen some of the saddles. I think he mooted it earlier. The last time I saw a thin saddle that I saw today, I was combing my hair with it. That's how thin and small it is. These things, I don't know how people sit on them, but apparently they do, and they, you know, get away with it. But he's a great challenge. He's taking part. It's either going to be the 18th of May, setting up in Newcastle, or the 26th of May. It depends on how the Falcons do in their European campaign, because they've got a cup match on the 24th. If they win that, we'll be going off on the 26th of May. If he loses that, we'll be going off on the 18th of May. Setting up from Newcastle, the Hilton Hotel is be the staging post in Gateshead, because that's already up a hill. Climb that hill, Stepney Bank, he doesn't want to do that.
And Tom tells me that you'll be joining him on the bicycle ride, Gary, is that right?
Absolutely right, I'll be riding a wheel in a car. Sure, I will not be anywhere near a bike. The last time I saw a bike, Simon, I was three and I had stabilisers on it. I will not be riding any bikes.
I've forgotten how to ride a bike. I can't remember the last time I done it now.
Listen, I gladly, if someone wants to sponsor me, £10,000, I'll jump on the bike and I'll ride it. Excellent. If somebody sponsors me, but there's no chance of that, so probably I'll never go ride a bike again.
So once you get a lump sum, you'll go for it.
Well, I'll have a bash, clearly.
Well, you've said it. You said it here now, so you know, you've got to stick
with it. £10,000, who wants to sponsor me, and I'll do the cycle ride. Clearly, I'll be in traction for months and months to come, but take the challenge.
Is it true, Gary, that Johnny Wilkinson may be involved with some other celebrities on the cycle ride?
I didn't know you had a co-host there.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing?
I didn't forget it.
It's Simon Clare show. Simon Clare. Yes, Johnny Wilkinson is aware of the challenge, and we're just trying to tie things up that Johnny and a few of the other lads can take part initially to see Tom off, give him some support. We've got, obviously, there's an opportunity possibly with one of the Eagles players taking the challenge with them as well. I've been speaking to them today. There's also, obviously, Anton Decker are in the area, and they're a great supporter of Just For Kids. In fact, they're patrons. So we're trying to jack up either them to be up here at the start or to be at the end at Twickenham to see Tom in.
I was just going to say, Gary, as well, the Newcastle Eagles basketball team are looking to come on Thursday, aren't they, to the semi-final?
Yeah, they want to come along. They've heard about a great show taking place on Thursday night, so they want to come along and support it and, you know, show their support for the campaign, but also be there and enjoy the night. So we're hoping to get a couple of, or two or three players along there. And they're also donating, signed basketball and some shirts and things like that, as the Falcons are, as we are hoping to get with Newcastle United and Sunderland. So, you know, the final night on the 24th, there should be lots of prizes and giveaways to suit everybody.
But thank you very much, Gary, for speaking to us here at Lionheart Radio. You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Just Simon, and have a good afternoon, and don't give Claire too much stick this afternoon.
No, we'll try not to. Next song is Jamie Squire and Another Town. Cheers, Gary.